Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, everyone, and welcome to the 15-Minute Conundrum. I am your host, Ms. Biggie R. Jones, and thank you for being on air with me another Wednesday night for the next 30 minutes. I truly appreciate it. For those of you who are tuning in for the first time, thank you and welcome. I appreciate it. I truly do. For those of you who are constant supporters, hey, shout out to the DMV area. Hey, I see you guys on. Thank you, and I appreciate it. Shout out to Texas, and shout out to Chi-Town. Hey, Chi-Town. Hey, how you doing? Thank you for being the constant supporters that you guys are. Truly appreciate it. Welcome, welcome, welcome. You guys could have been anywhere tonight, but you chose to be with me, and I truly, truly appreciate it. This is the 15-Minute Conundrum. I am Ricky R. Jones, and you're probably saying, for those of you who are new, like, what is this 15-Minute Conundrum? Well, a conundrum is basically this. It's a question, or it's a difficult question or problem, and I bring those difficult questions or problems to you guys based on conversations, music that I might have listened to, whatever's going on in today's events. So it's different places and different spaces where I might bring the problem or the question. And the main point to bringing it to you guys is sometimes to make you laugh, sometimes to make you wonder, but definitely it is for striking up the conversation. And don't forget, we can continue the conversation after we get off the air. We're on Periscope at Ricky Jones, so that's R-R-I-K-K-I Jones on Periscope. So at about 7:35, 7:40, we kind of continue the conversation from the 15-Minute Conundrum. We call that the conundrum conversation. So for those of you who are listening and you want to go on over to Periscope with us, by all means, come on about. But like I said, the conundrum is usually based on some type of conversation, something that's usually going on that I've come across or something that I've done. And this one is no different. So I'm going to tell you what it is. I was away over the weekend, kind of, you know, getting a break. So I know a few of you all have said you hadn't seen me on social media. I kind of took a veggie break off of social media just to kind of recharge the batteries and, you know, all that good stuff. And I had gone out, because I'm always going out with different friends and having conversations and stuff like that. So I went out, and I came across in the bunch of friends that I was hanging out with, and a few of us hadn't seen each other in some years, but I came across this young man, well, I call him a young man, but I came across this young man that I hadn't seen in ages. Now, granted, we're all a little bit older now, but I'm telling you, this gentleman was just as sexy 20-some-odd, almost 30 years ago, like he is today. So you know, I had a big crush on him way back in ye olden day when we were younger. And it was so funny because I was like, oh, my God, like I still had the butterflies in my stomach when I saw him, and I was still kind of geeking. I mean, have you ever just, you know, liked somebody or crushed on somebody from afar, and then you see them and you don't see them anymore, and then you see them again? It's like the same feelings that you had, regardless if it was yesterday or, like I said, 20 years ago. You still have the same feelings. That was the case. So we went out to, we had dessert. There was a swanky little restaurant up in where we went. I'll just leave it at that to protect the innocent. But where we went, and all they do is serve desserts and, you know, different libations to go with the dessert. So he took me to the restaurant, and we had dessert, and it was great. And again, I'm still sitting there cheesing and geeking and still just like feeling the same way I did so many years ago, and it was crazy. And it was funny, you know, he kind of brought it up. He was like, hey, you know, it's good seeing you. You haven't changed. And I'm like, tee-hee-hee-hee. I'm still smiling like, tee-hee-hee-hee-hee. And he said, you know, something that I wanted to talk to you about that I noticed, you know, years back when we were all hanging out and Footloose and Fancy Free. And I said, oh, yeah, what was that? He said, well, did you, you know, were you kind of like crushing on me? Did you have a crush on me? And I'm sitting here like, oh, my God, can't he see it all over my face? Because I feel like I'm still, like, in my 20s. Like, oh, my God. And he said, well, you don't even have to answer. He said, but I figured, he said, I picked it up. I truly picked it up years ago. And because he was so fine and still is, he was with some girl back in the day, you know, so, of course, I could never approach him. And he, you know, we chuckled about it, and I said, yeah, I was still, yeah, I liked you then. And I said, as funny as it is, 20, almost 30 years later, I'm still looking at you like, like, oh, my goodness. And so we laughed about that and said, you know, we got to talking about how different things can happen and how we don't say anything. And I said, well, you know, to answer to me liking you and crushing on you, I said, yeah, you're just going to bring that elephant in the room, huh? You know, because there were feelings there. Because he said to me, he said, well, I thought you were, you know, pretty, still think you're pretty, thought you were smart and intelligent, and, you know, I kind of liked you too, but I didn't want to approach you, one, because I had a girlfriend, and two, because, you know, I just didn't. So it was just that it was a funny, awkward kind of thing, and I said to him, I said, well, wow, that truly is the elephant in the room. And the elephant in the room is this whole conversation that you have that you don't have. You know, it's of course it's made up. It comes from literature, and it is just this whole idea of not discussing what's so obvious. Now, there was attraction 20 years ago. There was still attraction 20-some-odd years later. And he was the first one to kind of bring up, like, hey, I liked you. So I said to him, I said, well, the elephant in the room, I said, you know I'm going to use this as my show topic. So I say all that to say tonight's topic is, what do you do with the elephant in the room? You know, do you even acknowledge the elephant in the room? And, again, the elephant in the room is that one thing that is so obvious. And it can be anything that's obvious. It can be... It could be like my situation where I truly was attracted to this man umpteen years ago and still felt those kind of feelings like, oh, my goodness. And here he felt the same way. But no one ever spoke of it, you know. And we laughed and we talked about how we used to look at each other and how, you know, when we were in classes together, just all kind of stuff we talked about and just how we never had the conversation. And so what do you do with the elephant in the room? Do you acknowledge him? Do you, or her, do you even have the discussion? And it can be in so many different places. It doesn't always have to be with, you know, about relationships. 347-826-9723, 347-826-9723. That's the number that you can press to start the conversation. That's the number that you can use to have a conversation. I'm giggling, so you hear me tee-hee-hee-heeing because I told him I was going to use this as the topic, you know, our interaction. He's listening online, and he's just chuckling and sending me messages. But that reminds me, you guys can also send me messages via Facebook, and it's under Ricky Jones, R-R-I-K-K-I Jones, okay? So you guys can definitely send me messages that way. But what do you do with the elephant in the room? And it can be anything. Like I said, it can be relationships. It can be finances. It can be when you're on your job and you're in a situation where, you know, you don't want to be there. You ever go to work and you just don't want to be there and you're just kind of waiting for that time? I was having a discussion with another supporter of mine, and we were laughing about how we are on the jobs and it's time to go. And they were saying how they are like kind of, they got their ducks in a row and just everything. And it's like when they go into the office, they have this look on their face like, oh, my God, I'm so ready to go. Can you just let me go? And that's the elephant on the room, the elephant in the room. You're like, everybody knows it's there, but nobody wants to talk about it. Like the bill comes in. Well, let's go with finances. The bill comes into the house. Everybody knows it's there. Well, who's going to pay for it, right? Everybody sees it there. But are we even going to talk about it? Because, you know, sometimes that causes interruptions with families. The bills come in, and no one has a discussion on who's going to be responsible for the bills. If you don't want to go that deep, I got a good one for you. How about when we're at the restaurant and it's a party of two, three, four, five? Now, maybe two of you have already been out together, and you know how you do when you divvy up the bill. But I always loved, because in this whole, you know, get-together weekend that I was having, there was another elephant in the room type of thing where the bill came, or, you know, the waiter came up to us, and it was a nice-sized party. We were surprised that he even asked us. But it was funny how no one had the conversation about the bill. We all sat down, and we all started grubbing and drinking and jerking and eating some more. And, you know, hee-hee and ha-ha and ha-ha and hee-hee. But here's that elephant in the room. What's the bill looking like? How is the bill going to be divvied up? And we were so happy when the guy said, well, hey, you know, we can give everybody a separate check, or do you want to put it on one bill? And it was so funny that everybody got quiet. And all at the same time, everybody said, separate check. But think about it. Have you ever gone on a date or ever gone to a lunch with someone, and it might have been your first time going with them, or several times going with them, and you don't know whether or not you want to do lunch, you know, whether you want to do Dutch, or if you're going to split the check, or how, it's the elephant in the room that nobody wants to talk about. And it's funny because the elephant never gets discussed, what I found, until after the fact, after the crap hits the fan, after everything goes amiss, then everybody wants to acknowledge the elephant. Like, dude, it's been there the whole time. You knew when we went out, you knew how much money you had in your pocket. That's why it was taking you so long to pick out what you were going to pick on the menu. And listen, don't look at me. Don't look at the radio. Don't look at your phone. You know good and doggone well, I'm speaking the truth, okay? The first time that you meet your in-laws, those of you who are married, divorced, married again, the first time you meet your in-laws, there's a whole elephant in the room. I remember I brought home a guy years ago, and this guy, I have a thing. Let me say this out now. I have a thing for guys who are much older than I am. Love it, will love it until I'm dirt old and decrepit. I can be 80, he can be 112. I don't care. If he's still looking good and have all his faculties, he is a winner. But don't look at me like that, guys, seriously. But I never forgot, I brought a guy home, brought him to my mother first, and then brought him to my father a little bit later. My mother was very much the one who, you know, from the door, she would say something about the guys that I brought home. She knew that I kind of like, you know, older gentlemen. She didn't say too much of anything. I mean, he didn't look, at the time, I think he was like 40-something. I won't say how old I was, but I was definitely old enough to be his child. But I wasn't jailbait, so I'll just say that. So my mother didn't make much of waves about it, and it was kind of like eerie, awkward, because I was waiting for her to say something. I was waiting for him to, you know, for her to say something, but she didn't. And the next cycle, I took him to, you know, with my father, but it was at a football event, and, you know, all the guys, all my uncles, and everybody's there. And again, the gentleman didn't look like he was in his 40s. So everyone got in, you know, they were listening, and they were all talking, and they started reminiscing about the different times. Now, again, the elephant in the room is this, that I didn't want to acknowledge. Well, I knew it, but I was bold and brazen. I was young and dumb and full of, well, you know the rest. But the elephant in the room was, I knew that he was so much older than I was. And I was waiting to see if anybody would catch it, too. And so, like I said, they were all reminiscing, hee-hee and ha-ha, and about different things. And the time frame, and they're looking at this man like, well, how would you know what this time frame is? Because you don't look like you should be this age. And here we go with the elephant in the room. I knew the elephant was his age, okay? I knew that I knew he was older than I was. It was whether or not everyone else was going to acknowledge that I was in my whatevers and he was in his 40s. And so when they started piecing it together, I saw the elephant move around the room. Like I saw my uncles kind of look at each other and look at me and look at him and look at my father. And I guess it dawned on my father that this man was definitely as old as his younger brother. Let me just say that. And it got really, really quiet. Really, really quiet. Really, really fast. And that's what I'm talking about, you know, identifying these elephants that are in the room. What do you do? Needless to say, the rest of the evening was very interesting. I should say the rest of the evening was very short because I don't think my father took a liking to me dating an older man, so we didn't stay much longer. But that goes to what I'm talking about tonight. For those of you who are just tuning in, welcome to the 15-Minute Conundrum. I am your host, Ms. Ricky R. Jones, and we are talking about what do you do with the elephant in the room? Identify the elephant. You already know the elephant is in there, and you just go to see if anybody else is going to go and see it. I mean, let's look at what's going on in our society. Let's even talk about politics and race and everything. We know that there's a communication issue between members of minority groups and law enforcement. Now, I'm just, listen, you can put it however you want to put it. You can put the, however you want to spin it, whatever. I'm just putting it what it is. There is a breakdown of communication between the two. Now, to me, that elephant has always been in the room, but it seems like nobody wanted to say anything for years and 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 years until we started taking videos, Snapshots and Snapchats and whatever else to capture, so to speak, well, I shouldn't say so to speak, but capture, you know, the police brutality on minorities. Well, not for anything. If you look at the history, the elephant in the room dictates that, hey, it's been going on longer than they've had videos, longer than they've had the telephone. This stuff has been going on. What made you now to decide that you want to identify and recognize the elephant in the room? And then the fact that, what elephant are you recognizing? Are you recognizing the brutality? Or are you recognizing the big picture of it? Why is there brutality? Because of history? Because of lack of communication? Because of perception? Which elephant are you looking at? Are you looking at the little baby elephant? Or are you looking at the big picture? That's the thing. What do you do with the elephant in the room? 347-826-9723. I'm getting ready to tell you the wrong number. 347-826-9723. Press the number one if you dare. How do you handle whatever the elephant is in the room? You know, let's continue a little bit with race and gender and inequalities. Let me say this, folks, and if you don't like it, I really don't care. But you can email me. I'll probably delete the email anyway. But let me tell you something. Homosexuality has been around longer than when we gave it a name, okay? For all of you fanatics, I shouldn't call you fanatics, for all of you believers, for all of you folks who are Bible thumping and everything else and you're condemning everybody straight to hell, and you're just, oh, and it's such and this, and I can't believe this. Listen, adultery, homosexuality, robbing, stealing, killing, all of that has been here since time began, okay? It started since time began. Why are you all, here's the elephant in the room, why are you all acting as if homosexuality never existed? Why is it like, oh, now, oh, my gosh, they're everywhere, oh, my gosh, oh, listen, I love my rainbow. I really do. They've been here. Just like, you know, people of color, women have been here. Everybody's been here. The elephant in the room is now you decide that you want to acknowledge that they're here. Why? When you can look in your own doggone family and you have seen someone who's shown tendencies, now you want to say you're offended and appalled and shocked and just embarrassed. Been here. Same thing. Let's flip the script. Same thing. Let's talk about your pedophiles. Your child molesters, guess what? They've been here for a while, and some of them sitting right at your dinner table. Some of them are sitting right next to you listening to this show. Now all of a sudden, oh, because this particular person was so famous, now you want to have a conversation? Really? identifying the elephant in the room. We have a caller. Good evening, caller. Welcome to 15 Minute. How are you? Okay, I guess the caller didn't want to come on.
Hello.
Thought you were. Oh, okay.
How you doing? How you doing?
I'm
good,
great.
Good morning.
I'm
good
great.
Morning to you. Good morning. First of all, how's she into your life? Second of
Wait a minute. I put you back on because you took a minute to come on, so I had to get you on. So just go
okay.
ahead and continue.
It's all good. Mm-hmm. It's all good. Let's do this again. You know why? Because it's a conundrum, you know, being able to utilize your controls. That's a conundrum. But anyway, I can say good morning, good evening, and good afternoon to you because, we're universal. Halcyon upon your life.
Halcyon unto you. How are you, brother?
Okay. First of all, what you need to do with the elephant is to take a 30-odd six and shoot it. Because you made it very, very clear. You know, now don't act like you don't know. That's what the show's title. You know what, guys? The title to this show tonight should have been "Don't Act Like You Don't Know." Really? I mean, you know the boy's gay. You know the boy's a pedophile. You know he's cheap. You know he. You know what I mean, you know he can't get his thing up. Don't act like you don't know. You hate Ricky. You hate Ola Deli, but you come on and try to smile and talk about you want sponsorship. Don't act. Like, you don't. No. See, I know all about you. I'm here to let you know that you ain't never going to be nothing. See, I try to respect your program because I don't know if it's a public or PG-13.
Well,
but,
I made it PG because, you know, I'm not as expressive as your hosts are on your shows, Brother O. I have it. That's my elephant in the room. As much as
that's
I
your
may
elephant.
Like
no,
to
that's
say.
Not your elephant. No, that's not your elephant because you do know. That you do know. See, there's a difference when you know yourself. Everybody on BevNet are themselves. You know, you have a person like Antonia Batts who never curses. Okay? You know, hopefully you don't get our chappy man. She might curse you. So it's a lot going on BevNet. We're not here talking about BevNet. Don't bring BevNet up, okay? My host, don't bring him up. I'm here to talk to Ricky of the damn Jones family.
Well, let's talk about it. How do you deal with, and be honest, are there elephants that have been in the room that you don't even identify or don't recognize? And if so, why?
No, I'm going to tell you the reason why, because each one of my hosts are so raw, and they're able to be themselves. You know the key to that is, when it comes down to good management and producing, don't micromanage your hosts. Let them be themselves. I don't have to pick. I have never picked the topic on BevNet, Ricky. Never picked the topic, unless it was mine. You understand what I'm saying to you? So that right there is a blessing. Don't micromanage your people. You know, people say, well, BevNet, you shouldn't be doing this, you shouldn't be doing that. You know, we got some people who are all for homosexuality, and we have some people say they're going to hell, forget you, and we ain't never going, you know what I mean, and they ain't never nasty bastards. But guess what? That's my host. I let them be themselves. But the key is there's never an elephant in the room when you say, the views and expressions of my hosts are not necessarily the views of my network or Blog Talk Radio. So that frees me corporately. So there's never an elephant in my closet, never been an elephant out in my room eating up all my peanuts. You know what I mean? You got to shoot that son of a bitch with a 30-06 from far away and say, yeah, I got him. I'm going to get him. I'm going to get him. He ain't never going to get got unless you go get him. Like, you know what? Wait a minute. I heard somebody say something stupid like that on one of my programs. I'm gonna get him. You never gonna get him unless you got him. Like, you know what? That makes sense. Even though he's ignorant,
but, you know,
it makes a whole lot of sense.
But it's crazy because, I mean, it can be something simple. It really can be something simple as you have an argument with your spouse,
mm-hmm.
and you don't have the discussion. But you laying up
right.
in the bed, they pit fat, they are spitting nails hot. You done forgot mm-hmm. about it. And it's like, well, okay, we both know it's here. Two, three days go by, you don't have a conversation.
Right.
You know? Or, you know, you caught somebody cheating. Like, if you're at your job, you caught somebody cutting corners on the job. And you know it. They know it. They know you. They saw you. It's like, okay, so you have this elephant in the room, and ain't nobody sitting in insane about it. But this is the other question. Are there times where you do, and this is what I put out to everyone, even for my folks who are mm-hmm. listening online, because I want you to answer this question for me.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a time that is best to leave the elephant unmentioned?
Never. Now, if you're asking me, I'm a broadcaster. Now, for all the people who are out there that straight bitch, then continue to live as a bitch out there and not say nothing. I'm going to tell you like a T.I. is. It doesn't make you a snitch when things – let me tell you something. The thing that we must stand up for, Ricky Jones, is an unjust law. Am I correct? If you know that child's being abused and that child's being raped and you say nothing about it, you know, the appalling silence, you're just as guilty. You, matter of fact, you're more guilty than the person who's actually committing the crime. Can I get a witness on that one?
Hello. And just to piggyback on what you just said, talking about that too, one of my listeners just texted me, just sent me an instant message on Facebook, and it's talking about how amazing how churches are so anti-gay, but they'll look to the side of the pulpit, they may
come on
have
now.
An organist who you know has tendencies, and they won't confront that particular individual. Not that it's a big deal, because it's really supposed to be about the gift that person has. But
correct.
It's funny how they talk about it like a dog, but won't say anything when they have someone that's right there in their midst, as long as everybody's happy. And they're saying, you know, a lot of people say, why confront it? Why confront it if everyone's happy? And I think that's what a lot of people do. And that's just like where this whole idea of snitching, snitches get stitches and all that kind of crap. It ain't happened to me. I ain't see it happen. I want, snitches get stitches. I'm going to keep it to myself. Really?
Wait a minute. Can I say this, please? And I'm going to let you go because we both got time limits. You got to get on your Periscope and I get on mine. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you right now. Okay? We business people. How y'all doing? We still got to commit business for you guys so you can listen to us because you love us. You should love us. Now, here's the situation. I hate when a woman listens to a rap show, listen to a rap song. She did busy listening to a rap song. Yeah, them bitches and hoes, yo, yeah, right? And then when I say, well, they were talking about you. They weren't talking about me. there's the elephant. There's the elephant. Like, really? Like, are you serious? Are you really serious right now? So I digress. I'm the world's greatest producer. Sorry, Ricky. I mean, I know you. But I'm out.
Yes, we
okay,
know.
I'm out. I had no
we
more
know.
To say. I'll see you on
Periscope.
Periscope. Goodbye.
I'll see you on Periscope. Goodbye. But listen, I mean, that's the whole point of why I do the conundrum, guys. I like for you to go. I know we're not going to answer the question tonight, and I'm not really looking for an answer, but I do want to know, what do you do when you have the elephant? And some people said they don't answer. They don't pay it any mind. Some people say, hey, as long as people are happy, that's the end of that. Some people say it is what it is. I mean, to me, if it's something serious, it needs to be acknowledged. Like I said, it started off with the tee-hee-hee-hee crush that I had, but look how much I got out of it. It's what you get out of it once the elephant is identified. So we're getting ready to switch on over to Periscope on Ricky Jones, R-R-I-K-K-I Jones. Follow me on Periscope. Thank you for tuning in for these 30 minutes. I appreciate it. If you have any comments or questions, you can email me at themsrrikkijones@gmail.com. Follow me up on all the social media, Twitter, Instagram, Google+, Periscope, and Facebook. Lord willing, I'll see you again on Saturday morning, and we'll definitely do this again next week. Appreciate it, guys. Have a good one.